this podcast, thanks to the REDAC Advanced Learning Skills course, helping students improve the way they learn, read, study, and take examinations. Call 9744 3135.
Well, debate in the Senate on the Federal Environment Minister Tony Burke's so-called water trigger legislation continued yesterday without a vote. This is the legislation which will allow the federal minister to take into account the effects on groundwater when considering whether to grant approval to coal seam gas mining projects. Now, the Greens were proposing four amendments. You've got to get the politics of this out of your head. I happen to think, I'm in the business of saying, if someone does something well, give them credit. I think there is tremendous merit in the Green amendments. They were fairly common sense. One, give landholders a right to say no to mining on their land. Two, apply the water trigger to four coal seam gas projects which have already been approved. Three, broaden the water trigger to include shale and other gas mining, as well as coal seam gas mining. And four, ensure that all matters of significance are considered by the minister before granting mining approvals. Nothing exceptional about any of that. But the Gillard Cabinet decided last night to direct Labor senators to vote against those amendments. One lower house amendment, which is already part of the bill, will outlaw bilateral agreements. Now, that means an agreement whereby the states or the Commonwealth could refer to the states the water trigger approval powers. In other words, avoid responsibility for them. Now, that amendment is an attempt to prevent any incoming coalition government wiping their hands and delegating responsibility for these decisions to the states, as the coalition, of course, has suggested it wants to do. Now, it would have been preferable, I believe, had the water trigger legislation included the Green amendments, and I think the Greens are right in those amendments. But even without them, I guess, the bill is better than nothing. Debate in the Senate will resume today. Let's hope a vote is taken, and let's hope it's passed today.
This podcast, thanks to the REDAC Advanced Learning Skills course, helping students improve the way they learn, read, study, and take examinations. Call 9744 3135.